Out of the Depths by Virginia Brandt Berg.
One of the oldest cries in all the world is in Psalm 130. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. Thousands of years have passed since King David hurled that cry from ancient Israel, but many times since then, humankind has cried out for help. All the troubles, heartaches, and pressures of today puzzle us so much. The things that come upon us are so hard to understand. People are crying aloud. Oh, I wish you could read some of the letters I receive. Many who write are at their wits' end. Religion for some has come mostly to mean just creeds, and the world distrusts creeds. But in their hearts, people know that somehow, somewhere, God is there, and God answers prayer. They're looking for those who can pray for them and help them. I believe people want this prayer and support a great deal more than we realize. People say it's so hard to reach people today, but I believe hearts are hungry and sorrows are deep and trouble is rampant. Incredible as it may seem, the greatest theme in popular discussion is the one theme that will attract people of every station, and that is God. Most people will stop and listen when you speak of God. There's a new spiritual dimension in life today because of the troubles through which this nation and other nations are passing. I believe that there are some new spiritual values, and I believe it's going to grow more and more. I know that God's word says evil men shall wax worse and worse, but I believe that amongst those who are in distress and who want to find God, this hunger is going to increase. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, David says. More than sounds of greed and hate and fear and egotism and all the troubles of the depths, people are crying out for God today. You know, as well as I do, that nothing else in the world is going to meet their need, and nothing else is going to comfort their hearts except for the Lord Jesus Christ. If you could read the letters that come in or deal with the troubled hearts who come to us for help, you'd realize more than ever that this old world is desperate, and out of the depths of their hearts, people are crying for help. I wonder if you're in the place with God and your heart is right with the Lord in such a way that you can really help. You know, people know when you can help them. I often have heard it said that thirsty hearts never come to a dry well. And if you are where you should be with the Lord and you're really shining for Him, your light shining so that others see your good works and you're able to help them, they'll know it. Many have hungry hearts and are seeking God. One letter tells us of a boy who has had both legs amputated and now cancer is throughout the lower part of his body. Another letter tells of a wife whose husband deserted her and she has three little children to take care of. And then there is a woman who herself is not young who writes about her bedridden mother. Another tells of a wicked drunken son who abuses her and keeps her in fear for her very life. These are people who write and who are crying, as David did, out of the depths. I wonder if you pray for them. I wonder, when you hear these things, if you really pour out your heart to God. Do you care? Do you really care about others? The larger numbers that are crying out of the depths are the millions that are so fearful because of things that are coming upon the world. Is your faith and trust such that when people are so afraid, you can give them hope? Are you in the place yourself where you can allay their fears and quote the scriptures to them that God has so wonderfully put in His precious word for those who are fearful. Men have never been more afraid than they are now, because there are so many more things that are recorded, like the greatest famines and pestilences and earthquakes and droughts and hurricanes and disasters and depression and hatred and wars between nations. Nations have been snuffed out like a light in our generation. All these things have happened before, but never as they are now. They have never approached the dimensions that we've seen in this day. I'm recalling these things to your mind because these are the things that are causing people to be so fearful. Many are just trembling with fear. We find so many that are filled with fear. People have departed from the true and living God, and peace of mind has departed from them. That's why their cry is so desperate, so strong. Christ tells us in Matthew 24:6-8, that in the end time, these things would grow in intensity and in frequency. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Everywhere and in every social strata men know fear. God's word says, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the power of heaven shall be shaken. People are seeking. Some of them don't know what they're seeking, but they are seeking. And this gives you, as a Christian, such a wonderful opportunity if you know the peace and rest that Christ can give. Oh, what a priceless opportunity to tell of your salvation and the change that God can make in their lives, because they don't have any other answer to the world's needs or their own. They don't have any answer, and they're looking for an answer. And you can show them that the Bible contains all the answers and that Christ is the only answer for them. Some will listen. Oh, I try it almost every day, and I know some will listen now who never would have listened before. In desperation, men will seek. They want a way out of all these depths. Out of the depths, they cried. In desperation, men are seeking a way out. You've got to know how to tell them the way out. You must have the scriptures ready. If you'll just commit scriptures to memory or mark them in your Bible, you can be ready to give an answer to these who are so desperate. I was noting the other day what a well-known commentator said. He spoke about his 30-minute program that he had one night, and he only took 20 seconds out of that half hour to mention something about God. Just think, in a half-hour program, for just 20 seconds, he mentioned something about God. But when his stack of mail came in, there were more comments about that 20 seconds than any other part of the program. Then he said, I believe people are heart hungry, weary, and in need of consolation. I believe they are more interested in God and immortality and peace than they are in anything else. I make this statement in defiance of a widespread motion to the absolute contrary. I believe that Christ is the answer, that he sways more hearts, answers more problems, develops more virtues, brings more rest and peace, joy and satisfaction than all other influences, and that his promise is our only hope. This I believe. Dearly beloved, I believe a great opportunity faces us. I believe men are just so desperate that they're ready to hear what you have to say to them. What a wonderful place the Christian stands in today, guarded round about with the armor of God's love and wholeness. God is going to open a path through the Red Sea when there is no human way out of the depths. Sometimes you see no way of escape. There are no human resources. You can't find any way. There's no visible help. But we lift our eyes to God, who made the heavens and the earth. He can keep us safe in these times and give us peace. All earth's adverse conditions make no difference to him. He is our God, and he is still on the throne, and prayer will change things for these we've talked about and for you. Amen.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.